Today's daf is Makis Daf Gimel, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis, Ve'ein Nimkarim Be'Eved Ivri. So yesterday we began Mesechtes Makis, and as we saw, the first sugya of Mesechtes Makis is not so much Makis, but it's more the laws of Edim Zoymimim. The Mishnah began with an exception to the rule within the general rules of Edom Zoymimin, and that is that although ordinarily when Edom are found to be Zoymimin, the Pasuk says, Vasisim loikasha zomim lasis la'achiv, the Mishnah gave two examples where Edom were found to be Zoymimin, and rather than say, Vasisim loikasha zomim lasis la'achiv, we punish them, but the punishment that we give them is Malkus. What were the two examples? The first one was, Me'idenanu be'ish ployni, shehu ben gerusha oy ben chalutza. Two Edom walk into Bezdin, and they say that ployni koyen is a koyen, his father's a koyen, but at the same time, he himself is a chalal, because his mother's a gerusha, or a chalutza, or somebody else that a koyen isn't allowed to marry. And because he's a chalal, he's now disqualified from doing the avodah. You can't give him chumas or maestras. And then later, they're found to be zaynanin. So says the Mishnah, we don't say Yeyase ze ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtav. Elo loikarban. Instead, he gets malchus. The second example the Mishnah gave was of two Edom walk into Bezin and say that Ployni Reuven killed somebody b'shoigig, not b'mezid, b'shoigig. If somebody kills b'shoigig, the Torah says he has to go to Golus. It's a kapara. It's a punishment that he has to be there at Mois Koyen Gadol. These Edom were found to be zayvimin. Says the Mishnah, Ein oimrim, we don't say yigol as a tachtav, we don't say vasisim lo, kashizomim vasis lo achiv, rather, loikarabam. The Braisa added two more examples to the list of times where we don't say vasisim lo, kashizomim vasis lo achiv. Tanu rabbana, dalit varim nemru be'edim zoibimim. The first one was Einasin ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. The second was Ve'ein Goylon Lari Mikl. Those two were mentioned in the Mishnah. The third was Ve'ein Meshalman Esakoyfer. If two Edom would say that Reuven has a shor, this shor is a mu'at, it killed somebody already three times. At that point, not only is the halacha that Hashor Yisakel, but the Baal is not Naki. The Baal at that point has to pay. He has to pay Koyfer. If these Edom were found to be Zoymimin, Ein Oymrim, we don't say Vasisim Leikashazomim Lasis La'achiv, that they now have to pay Koyfer because they wanted this person to have to pay Koyfer. The fourth example is the Einim Karim Be'Eved Ivri, and that's what we're up to right now. So what does the Einim Karim Be'Eved Ivri mean? The halach is if somebody's a ganev, he has to pay. What if somebody steals and he doesn't have money to pay? So back in the day, before Lincoln freed the slaves, he himself would be sold into slavery and he would have to work and earn the money so that he could pay off his debt. Either way, the Braisa said that if two Edom would say that somebody stole, these two Edom are now found to be Zoymimin, they themselves would never be sold as an Eved Ivri. So they would have to pay the money that they said that they wanted this person to have to pay. But that piece, that component of a ganev, that sometimes he sold into slavery, the einim karim be'eved ivri. Zok tegemara sover Rav Nuna meimar Rav Nuna thought hani mili that pshan in this braisa is heicha the islay lidide. We're talking about a case where this ganev that these edim said edus about had money, and being that this ganev had money, had he been found guilty, meaning had these two edim not been found to be zayvimen, that person would have paid money. He himself wouldn't have been sold. So the migud iu loy nizavni, being that he himself wasn't going to be sold, in unami loy nizavni. So Rav Nuna thought that the yisoy, the pshat in einim karm David Ivri, is very poshut. It's talking about a very specific akimta, where the person that they were saying edus about, this nidin, he himself would have never been sold. So kashazomam is vasisalay kashazomam lasis lachim. So being that this person himself was never going to be sold, why not? Because he has money, he could have paid. So to the extent that he himself has money, he could have paid. So why in the world should kashazomam say that the edim are going to be sold? Avalhecha the last of the day. But enochinam, he said, Rav Nuna, what would be if the nidin himself did not have money? Afal gafti islihu lididu. Even if the edim themselves have money, it doesn't matter. Mizdav, they're going to be sold. Because we don't care if the Edom have money. What we care is, what was the kasha zomim lasis lachim? So they said Edom is about a person. They said he's a ganav. This person has no money. Being that he has no money, he's going to be sold into slavery. We find out later that they're Edom Zoymimin. So now they have to get the punishment that they wanted this person to get. And if they wanted this person, in this case, being that the Hechitimtz is that he doesn't have money to be sold into slavery, they would be sold into slavery. So Rav Amnuna said that this halacha, Edom Karim Ben Eved Ivri, is not an absolute halacha. It's only true if we establish the Ikimta that it's talking about someone that Taka had money. So that he himself would have never been sold. But had he had not had money, then the halacha would not be that way. But the Gemara says, I disagree. Because v'leim rulei, why can't the Edom say that just like you that I said Edus about, that I lied about, that I was able to sign a briach, eat shakar about. If you would have had money, would you have been sold? The answer is no. We shouldn't be sold either. So the Gemara says that even though in this case, where the Nidin himself doesn't have money, so technically they wanted him to be sold into slavery, but still the Edom should have a koyach hataina. The koyach hataina should be that had you had money, you wouldn't have been sold. So if we have money, we shouldn't be sold either. Ella says the Gemara Sovra Rav Amnuna Lameimus. Rav Amnuna agreed with that taina. So he wanted to tweak his comment on the Braisa. His comment was as follows. Hani, really, what is it true that the Edom aren't sold? The Eved Ivri, Hecha de Isle, Oile de De, Oile de Do. It's true if either the person they said Edus about has money, that's Pashid, or if they themselves have money. Because even though the person they were saying Edus about didn't have money, so technically they wanted this person to be sold, but there is a Koyach Hataina that being that had he had money, he wouldn't have been sold. So we have money, we shouldn't be sold either. But what if nobody has money? What if the person they said Edus about doesn't have money, and the Edom don't have money, so then it's Pashit Mizdavni. Then it shouldn't even be a Shiloh that the Aloch should be, they should be sold. So maybe in that case, Al Kopan of the price, never said the Aloch of Edom Karmet Ever Divri, Amalei Rava, so Rava told Rav Nuna, no. It's not a svara, this idea that Edom Zoyim aren't sold by Ever Divri. It's learned from a Pasik. And the Pasik is, if somebody steals and he doesn't have money to pay, then he's sold. But if somebody is only an eid zoymeim, even though there is a lach of kashas zomim, lasas la'achiv, but just like with regards to Ben Grusha and Chalutza, you have the halacha of Loivalei Lazari, and just like with regards to Galus, you have the halacha of Hu Yanus Alachas Aharon, Hu Veloi Zayimin, and just like there's a svar regarding Kaifer, Kufra Kapara, there's a Xeris Akasa regarding Eved Ivri, that Edom Zoymimin are never sold as Eved Ivri, and that trumps the halacha of Asisim Loi, Kashazabim Lasas Lacha. But the bottom line is we have Dalid Dvarim Nemru Be'edim Zoyim. Now, from learning the Gemara, what's the commonality between these Dalid Dvarim? All four times you don't say the halacha of Kashazabim. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Eidos Perek Chaf Halacha Ches, the Rambam on his own, midden afshay, the Rambam added one piece. The Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says there are some times that Edim are Zoymimin, and rather than getting Kasha Zomam, we give them Malkus. And the Rambam says, I'm going to give you some examples. It's the first halacha Masechta Makis. The Rambam continues. Or if two Edim say Edim is about someone that is a Ritzach B'shoigik, V'huzmu, Lekin. They get Malkus, Vein and Gol. They don't go to Gols. Then the Rambam gives a third example. He'idu al shayri shalzeh shaharag es ha-nefesh, V'huzmu, Lekin. Ve'im eshalman es ha-koifer. The Rambam brings the third of the Dalet Varim in the Braisa. And then the Rambam concludes with a fourth example. He'idu olav shenimkar be'evet ivri v'huzmu, Lekin. V'arba dvarim elu mi'pia kabalahin. Al-Kaponim, the Rambam brings the Dalet Dvarim of Makis Tapez Amad Beis. But the Rambam is Moisef Neufach. In the Braisa, on Daf Beis Amad Beis, all you see is that Dalet Dvarim, there's no halacha of Asisam Lei Kashas Zalim Lasas Lachim. But the Braisa never said that you're going to get Malkus in the latter of the four things. The Mishnah said, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Malkus. The Mishnah said, Golos Malkus. But as it relates to Koifer, as it relates to Enim Karmid Eben Ivrid, the Rambam never said it. The Ktsois in An Art, where he discusses the Shitas HaRambam, he says the Rambam was Mechadish something. He was Mechadish something that none of the Rishonim say. That this halacha of the Dalet Dvarim wasn't only Nemar, with regards to the first chiddush of our Mishnah, and that is that you don't say kasha zomam, but it's true with regards to the second chiddush as well, that in lieu of kasha zomam, what you're going to get is malchus. What's interesting is that there's a Rambam that brings a fifth example. The Rambam is in Hilchas Eidos, Perek Chof Aleph, Halacha Hei. The Rambam says, Eidei Kinui Vestira. If you have eight ekin of estira of mesach to soita fame, shahuzmu, and afterwards these eight of them are found to be zayimim, says the Rambam loikin, you're going to get malchus. And the Radvaz asks right away, if that's the case, then why did the Rambam say in perek chav dalid dvarim, really this hay dvarim? But what emerges from this Rambam is tein lechocha v'yech kamoi. The Rambam held, vaistois, that any time Edom are found to be zayimim, and you can't be mekayim kashazomim lasas la'ochim, the aloch is going to be, you're going to get malchus. So the rule of the Mishnah is really something that's a formula. It's not something that applies dafka to these two cases. But you can cut it and paste it and you can drag it and you can apply it. That any time you're going to have a case where Edom said Edus and now they were found to be Zoymimin and Me'ez at time you can't do Kasher Zoma. We'll see later in the daf. There are other examples of this. The aloche is that in lieu of Kasher Zoma, instead they're going to get Malchus. Incidentally, that Rambam that talks about Kinu Vestira, there's a second part to that Rambam that is Hafla Vafela. There's a major raid associated with the second part of that Rambam. We're going to get to that Bezrat Hashem at the end of the week. But for now, Zokta Gemara Vaiter. So the Mishnah said, Dalu Dvarim Nemru Be'edim Zoyimim. Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said a fifth halacha. Af Ein Meshalman Al Piyatzman. That Edim Zoyimim don't pay Al Piyatzman. What does that mean? If Edim would walk into Bezdin, and they would be moida that they were Edom Zoymimin, Rashi says, in another Bezdin. Big discussion why Rashi has to create two Batei Dinim over here. So that's for when you learn the first Seder in Yeshiva. But Rashi says, where Edom walk into Bezdin, and they say that we were once in another Bezdin, and in that Bezdin we were found to be Edom Zoymimin. And we, therefore, need to pay. Let's say it was Dinei Mominus. So we now have to pay money. Says Rabbi Akiva, Ein Meshaman Al Piyatzman. Now, Lachi is, you don't pay Al Piyatzman. My time at Rabbi Akiva. What's Pshana Rabbi Akiva? Zokta Gemara Kasova Knosahu. Because he held that the Oynish of Kasher Zomim Lasas La'achiv falls under the category of Knas. V'Knas Ein Meshalem Al Piyatzman. We all know the rule. Moed B'Knas Potter. So being that Moed B'Knas is Potter, they're going to be Potter. Meaning, if somebody walks into Bezdin and he says, I owe somebody $1,000. What's the halacha? He owes him $1,000. Haidos Padin Kimei Edom Dami. What's the lumdis of Haidos Padin? Is the pshat, we believe you? It's literally as if Edom were standing here. Or is it his chayvis? That's the ktsoy simin lama dalet dalet. A lot of raid. But the point is, that's halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. It's very important to know and internalize when you go through sugis of Noshim Nezikin. Haidos Baldin is Kimei Edom Dami. Stating that, that's only true if the chiv that this person is being moida is a chiv mom. But if it's a chiyuv knas, then the halach is punkfah kered. Moed b'knas is batah. So any time we discuss some monetary penalty, we have to determine, is this a chiyuv mamin or is this a chiyuv knas? If it's a chiyuv mamin and you're moedah, hoidah svadin kamei edim dami. If it's a chiyuv knas and you're moed b'knas is batah. So the stakes are high. It's literally from sea to shining sea. You go from being kamei edim dami to being potter. Rav holds moed b'knas v'achikach bo edim is still potter. So you have to determine what it is. So Rabbi Akiva, Vasisam loy kashazomam is knas. If it's knas, lamayin afgimino, moed b'knas is going to be potter. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, I'll prove to you that it's a knas. Shari leyosu maisa. They didn't do anything. What's the definition usually of mammon and knas? So usually the definition is mammon is restitution. I damaged you $100. That $100 that I have to give you back, that's viewed as mammon. I stole the $100 from you. So the $100 that I'm giving you is mammon. What's the definition of knas? Knas is when I give yoiser mimasha hizik, or even sometimes pachos mimasha hizik. But yoiser mimasha hizik, for sure, that's a classic case of knas. So for example, a ganav has to pay kefal. The keren that he pays, that's mammon, because that he's just replacing what he took. The kefal, the fact that he's giving double, that second part, that's already knas, because that's yoiser mimasha hizik. So said Rab, it's poshet that kasha zomam is knas, because in every kasha zomam, the Edom didn't actually do anything. If they would have done something, that would be kasha asam, maybe in the Rambam Shita. But usually kasha zomam is something that you didn't do. It's only something that you were zomam, something that you wanted to do. So obviously, bal karchach, it's knas. Just based on the basic definition of what a knas is, says Rav, it's pasha to me that eid zomam would be knas. I'm Rav Nachman Teit, I could also prove it to you. Shari mom biad bailam umishalman. In a case of mamoin, the mom bailam still has the money. There was a gemar din, but he never paid. He never paid, and still you see that the Edom have to pay. Must be that it's kanas. So the Gemara, my name is Loyosu Maisa. Isn't Nachman saying exactly what Rabba said? Hainu the Rabba. So the Gemara says, Eimer, you're right. The chen Amar Rav Nachman. It's not two different things. They're both saying the same thing. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudam Rav. Eid Zaymin, Meshalim Lefi Chelkoi. And Eid Zaymin pays Lefi Chelkoi. So the Gemara, my Meshalim Lefi Chelkoi. What does that mean? Ilay Medahi Meshalim Pago, Vahai Meshalim Pago. Doesn't mean that if two of them walk into Bezdin and they wanted Reuven to pay $1,000 and then they were found to be Zaymin. So we don't say that each aid now has to pay $1,000, but we take the $1,000 and we divide it pro rata. So if it's two aidim, we're going to divide it into two, and each aid is now going to have to pay $500. Faith Gemara Tonino, it's true, so that Rav is right for saying it. The problem is, there's no chiddush. It's a Mishnah later. Mishalim b'momim ve'mishalshin b'malkus. So money, we divide pro rata amongst the Eidim if they're found to be Zayman. But when it comes to Malkus, we don't say that. Meaning if three Eidim would walk into Bezdin and want somebody to get Malkus, so three Eidim wanted this person to get 39 Malkus, Arbom Chaser Achas, and now they're found to be Zayman, we don't say, okay, so each Eid is going to get 13 Malkus. No, each one has to get 39. That's this halacha. Mishalshin b'momim, when it comes to money, cash geld, then you divide it. But when it comes to Malkus, a Mishalshim. But the bottom line is, it's a Mefurish Halacha. So why does Rav have to say, Eid Zoyman Mishalim Lefi Chelka, that each aid just pays his portion? Must be that's not what he meant. Ella, what he meant was something else. Going to Itzim Chad Minai, he was talking about where one of the Eidim were found to be Zoyman. So two Eidim walked into Bezdin, Reuven owed Shimon $1,000, and one of them was found to be Zoyman. Maybe that's what Rav meant, that Eid Zoyman Mishalim Lefi Chelka. Meaning the Mishalim Pauga the day that he pays his head. But the Gemara says, I mean, Mishalim, is that true? But time we went to the price, in the Mishalim moment, actually, is a Mushneim. An Eid doesn't become an Eid Zoymim unless both Eidim are found to be Zoymim. So it's not true. It's not true that if only one of the Eidim are found to be Zoymim. So the first suggestion was Pashit. The second suggestion is Mishnemis. Amar Rava, so Rava said, I have a third suggestion. Maybe what Rav meant to say was, where the Eid himself, after he says Eidus, together with his buddy, he himself says, Eidus Sheker Heyadati. He's Maida that he himself lied. And the way the Ritva explains it, being that we're talking about Hazama, he says, you know that Eidus Bezdin that I said? It's not true. Now I know because I was somewhere else. Meaning he uses the Nusach of Hazama. But the bottom line is, he now says that he said false testimony and he uses the Nusach of Hazama, Immanuel Yisem B'makum Ployni, so to speak, speaking in the first person about himself. But the bottom line is, maybe in that case, the halach is going to be that being that he was Mazim himself, there it's going to be different. And he himself is treated as an Eid Zoyman, and that's what Rav meant when he said Eid Zoyman Misham Lefi Chelka. So if two Eidim would walk into Bezdin, they would have to be Mazim both Eidim. If they're not Mazim both Eidim, then the halach is going to be nothing. But maybe if the person's mazim himself, maybe over there it's going to be there. But the Gemara says, this pshat is dead on arrival. Forget about being poshit, and forget about being keneged a braisa. It doesn't even make sense. Kol kemine, a person can't, after he says testimony, say, I lied. Just joking. Doesn't work that way. Once you say eidus, you're stuck with it. Ella ba'omer, it's talking about where a person says, hey, adnu v'hu zamnu b'bezdin ployni. Maybe that's the case. A yid walks into Bezdin, and he tells Bezdin, you know, I was an eid, together with somebody else, it was a bishnai eidim, yakum davar, it was done the way it's supposed to be done, and we were found to be zayimim. So the halacha should be, maybe, he should now have to pay. Why? Because he's being maida, that he has a monetary obligation. And maybe that's what Rav meant when he says, Eid Zoyman Misham Lefi Chelkoi. And why would only he have to pay? Why wouldn't the other person have to pay? Because only he was Maida. The other person wasn't Maida. So maybe that's what Rav means. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, it's like Rabbi Akiva. Because the Ik Rabbi Akiva, Omer Afein Misham Malpiyatzma. Didn't Rabbi Akiva say that Kashazomam is Knas? Rav approved it, Rav Nachman proved it. Isn't it Knas? So to the extent that it's knas, shouldn't you have the halacha moida b'knas? Potter Elo says, well, that can't be the case either, because that's like Rabbi Akiva. But Omer he adne v'uzamnu b'bezdin pleni, v'chuyavnu makom. We're adding one wrinkle. It's true that hazoma's knas, but once Bezdin says that you, Edom Zoymimin, have to pay, the halacha is, it goes from being a knas to a moment. And this is based on sugis of Masechtas Ksubas. Every knas will, at some point, turn into a chiyuv mamon. When? When Bezdin decrees that you have to pay the knas. So until Bezdin paskins that you owe the money, it's knas. Might be knas potter, and you have all the other fringe benefits of a knas. But the moment Bezdin says you owe it, it's no different than any other chiyuv mamon. You're treated the same way as a chayv b'chaveri, as a mazik, as a ganev, who pays karen, as a gazlan. Then we look at it as an ordinary chiyuv mamon. So what happened was, this aid walked into Bezdin, and he said that I was an aid zoyme, together with my friend, And Bezdin Paskin that we have to pay Kasha Zoma. There was a Gemar Din on the Chi of Kasha Zoma. At that point, that's a Chi of Moment. I'm not viewed anymore as a Moed Beknas. I'm viewed as a Haidaz Baldin. Kimeya Edim Dami. At that point, I'll have to pay. And that was Rav's Chiddush. So Rav said that if one aid walks into Bezdin and one aid makes that declaration, we say Haidaz Baldin. Why is that a Chiddush? So, G'day Dechamino, Ich Volt Gewalt Meinen, Kivan Delech Avrin, Le Matzi Mechayiv, Le Iunami Matzi Mechayiv. Because the theme of Azom is that somehow the aid have to come together. So maybe one can never be Chayiv with the other. Kamash Mulan, this is a whole different deal. This is not a Chiyiv where Bezdin is establishing the Eidim Zoymimin. This is a person who's being Maida that he was an Eid Zoymim that has to pay Kasha Zomam, and he's treated no differently than any other Eidas Badin Kamei Eidim Nami. So the fact that only he is going to pay because he can't be Mechayiv his friend is neither here nor there, and it's for that reason that the Halacha is going to be that was Rav's Halacha of Eid Zoymim Meshalim Lefi Chelko. So before we go weiter, one Ha'ara. So we have here Rabbi Akiva's Halacha. Dalit Varim Nemru. That's the first sugya in Masechtas Makis, which in yeshiva takes 3 weeks. We did in about an hour. I mean, we didn't do it, but we went through it in about an hour. Rabbi Akiva Amru. Rabbi Akiva said a fifth halacha. What's the halacha? Ein Mishalman al piyatz. Because the chi of Kasha Zomam is a chi of Knas, and if it's a Knas, it falls under the purview of Moida B'Knas Potter. And Rabbi said, Teidal proof to you it's a Knas. Rav Nachman said, Teidal proof to you it's a Knas. The Gemara said, it's the same proof. You're right. The Chenam Rav Nachman. The bottom line is, the Gemara seemed to say that it's obvious that Kasha Zomam is Knas. Why is it obvious? Because what's the definition of Knas? Definition of Knas always is, if I pay Yoser, me Masha Hizik, it's a Knas. So just like Kefal that a Ghana pays is Knas, just like the Chamishim Kesef that a Oymus and a Mafata pays is Knas, just like the Meir Kesef that a Moiti Shemra pays is Knas, so Mihai Taimo, Kasha Zomam is also Knas. Because nothing ever happened. If something happened, it would have been Kasha Zomam, but like Kasha Rasa. If that's the case, how could anybody hold that Edom Zoymamin that pay Momin? So the kasha now begs itself in the reverse. It seems so obvious, it's so intuitive, that Hazama is Knas. Now what's Poshup Shat now in the other Manda Amar? How do you understand that Tzad? It seems like Mishum Rabbi Akiva Amru. Rabbi Akiva was the one, Das Yochid and Beis Medrash, who held that Edom Zoymim and that pay Knas. Okay, Rabbi Akiva is saying it's so Poshup that the question begs itself, how in the world can anybody argue? So Tiyodua, Rabbi Chanan, and Kovitz, Shiurim, says a Dover Nifla. He says that Weizen Weissuchos, that the way all the other Rabbanim understood the Lomdus of Hazom is as follows. We know that the only time Edom become Edom Zoymimin is if they said Edos and Bezdin Paskind, there was a Gemar Din based on the Edos that they said. So let's talk about a case of Dinim Ominous. Two Edom walk into Bezdin, Ruvain owes Shimon $1,000. How do I know? We saw him borrow $1,000. He didn't pay. He owes him $1,000. Bezdin cross-examines the Eidim, they do what they do, and they paskin. There's a Gemar Din, Ruvain owes Shimon $1,000. Now two other Eidim walk into Bezdin, and they tell these Eidim, how could you say that you saw Ruvain borrow $1,000? You might have been complaining. It's not possible that you saw that. So the Halach is down there, they now become Eidim. What would be if Bezdin wouldn't have paskin yet? There wouldn't have been a Gemar Din. Before the other two Eidim walked, they wouldn't have been Eidim Zoymimin. In order for Eidim to be Eidim Zoymimin, there already has to be a Gemar Din. Says the Torah, what do you do now? Says Rabbi Chanan, the other Tanam held that the gedder of the Kasha Zomam is, we now take the Gemar Din that Bezdin said, Ruvain owes Shimon $1,000, and we don't get rid of it. We apply it, we move it, we cut it, and we paste it, and we give that Gemar Din to the Edom Zoymim. That's the tifkeit of Asisam Loi Kasha Zomam Lasas Lachim. Not we mimic the punishment, but we actually take that punishment gufa, the cheftz of the Gemar Din that was said with regards to Ruvain, we're now going to apply to these two Edom. So the Edom now have a Gemar Din that they owe money, not a new Gemar Din, but the Gemar Din that Bezdin had previously given this person as a result of their Edos. Now that Gemar Din, was that Gemar Din a Gemar Din of Mammon, or was that a Gemar Din of Knas? It was a Gemar Din of Mammon. Two Edom said that Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon. So if he borrowed money from Shimon, he owes Shimon money, b'toiras chi of mamon, not b'toiras chi of knas. So to the extent that they said that they owe b'toiras mamon, not b'toiras knas, then it's poshut that chi of is a chi of mamon. So if we're just applying that chiyuv to the Edom Zayman, and Mela, the chiyuv of the Edom Zayman is going to be a chiyuv mamon. Rabbi Chanan's lashon is beautiful. Let's read it to you inside. Avu be'ed zoymimin leka maisa mechayev klal ella chiyuv hiknu lahem in hashamayim. The chiyuv the gmardin was hiknu lahem in hashamayim. The chiyuv shechala lanidoin al yedei gmardin miskalgel al ho'edim v'hem kemo yorshim es achiyuv shel hanidin. He's using yevamish brach. These are yevamish nuschais. Isha hiknu lahem in hashamayim. It's the same concept that we take this gmardin and we give it. We give it to the Edim, the Yarshin this Gmardin, so to speak. That's how it works. But again, we're going through so many sugyas here, so we have to speak at one or about something. So we're learning the sugya over here of Maida Beknas Potter. Just one or. I'll tell you a fast diktzois. Diktzois clears the following shayla. Maida Beknas is Potter. Hoidos Badin ordinarily is Kmei Edim Dami. That's why anytime a person's Maida that he owes somebody money, we have to determine is it a Chi of Mammon? Or is it a chiyuv knas? What would be if somebody was moida that he owes somebody knas, but for whatever reason you don't have the halacha of moida b'knas pater? For whatever reason, there's no moida b'knas pater. Would you say that being that you don't have moida b'knas pater, memela hidas baldin is kemei edim dami? Or no? Maybe there's no halacha of hidas baldin kemei edim dami when it comes to knas, even when you don't have the halacha of moida b'knas pater. So the Ketay says, a Pasha Nafkimina would be if a person is Moida Beknas Chutz LeBezden. That's Pasha, Moida Beknas Potter is only if it's in Bezden. Hoidas Badin Kimei Eidon Dami is even Chutz LeBezden. So what if someone's Moida Beknas Chutz LeBezden? So you don't have Moida Beknas Potter. Do you have Hoidas Badin Kimei Eidon Dami? Or is there a halacha that there's no Hoidas Badin Kimei Eidon Dami Bechlal when you're dealing with Knas? He says another very Geshmak halacha. You know, today there's no Dine Knosses. Bezden. They found someone is a ganav, they're not going to say you have to pay kefal. They can't. There's no halach of dine knosses. The reason is because in order for a bezdin to pass in dine knosses, they have to be smuchin, and there's no smicha this man has. And even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was meisa nefesh for smicha, and for generations we had smicha, and there was a tumult once upon a time with the Maribei Rav that based on a Rambam Shita and the scheme of Kol Gadol Yisrael, they could appoint somebody as a musmich with the Maranos and the Anusim. But the point is, today we don't have smicha. There's no musmachim today. And being that we don't have musmachim today, Bezdin can't give malchus, Bezdin can't pass in dine knosses. Stating that, people don't know this. It's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Bizman hazeh, if somebody does something to somebody, and he now would be dine Torah owe him knas. So even though Bezdin can enforce him to pay it, but at the same time, if the nizik goes and he's toifes, he takes what is owed to him from the mazik, the halach is, he's going to be able to keep it up. Spitz has an interesting tshuva. He discusses where somebody had a dog, and his dog bit somebody. His dog bit somebody. Another person was teveyim to the entire. He wanted him to pay him. So says Rav Spitz, what's the halacha? If a dog bites, which one of the arba avos nezikin is it? It's Karen. Karen is mishuna. Mishuna pays chatzi nezek the first three times the damages. Palganiska, the halach and shulchan aruch is chayshemish betzimin aleph, we paskin is knasa. If it's knas, he can't paskin dine knasas. So technically, he has to pay chatzi nezek, but the chatzi nezek today has to pay his knas. We don't have smuchin today to enforce knas. But at the same time, the halach and shulchan aruch is that if the nezek goes and he grabs, so he says, if this person who was bitten by a dog would go, he'd chap the dog, he'd chap whatever he wants to chap. Okay, it could be he'd be able to keep it, because that's the halacha. Palganiska knasa. So there is a concept of dine knosses bizman hazeh. Says the Shach, a gevaldige chiddush, that if somebody would be moide biknas bizman hazeh, and then afterwards the nizik would come and he would be toifes, he'd be able to keep it. Zok the Shach, I was moide biknas, and moide biknas is potter. So just like back in the day, if you were moide biknas, bezin couldn't be mechayiv you to pay the knas. So to bizman hazeh, if I'm moide biknas, the halacha should be that if the nizik grabs it, we do take it away from him. Zok the Shach, because bizman hazeh, there's no moide biknas potter. Because just like you need a bezin shall smuchim to be mechayiv knas, you need a bezin shall smuchim to have the halacha of moide biknas potter. Zok the Ktzais, velulei de mistafina, I would hear a little bit differently. To the extent that this person was Moida B'Knas, and the Shach is being Mechadish, that you need a Bezdin Shal Smuchim to have Moida B'Knas Potter, so then there's no Moida B'Knas, which means you have Aydaz Badin. If you have Aydaz Badin, at this point, Bezdin could be Mechayiv. You don't even need the Nizik to be Typhus. Because once you don't have Moida B'Knas Potter, or Ayesh Leimano says the Ktzais, maybe not. Could be state in the Halacha Moida B'Knas Potter, that there's a Din, your Potter, but also it's a hafka. It's a hafka in the halacha of Oidos Babin Kitmei Eidim Nami. Says the Ktois, I have a fester raya. Not from Makis Daf Gimel, but from Bava Metzia Daf Gimel. So he says, I have a raya from Bava Metzia Daf Gimel. We all know the halacha of Chia Kamaisa. What does Chia Kamaisa say? Reuven goes up to Shimon, he says, you owe me $1,000. Shimon says, no, I don't. He brings two Eidim that says he owes $500. So at $500 of Adi, he has to pay. Two Eidim said he owes $500. But said Reb Chia that Shimon would now have to swear that he doesn't owe the other $500. Why? Shaloi tehe ha'odas Eidim, it shouldn't be worse than Adas Piv. And Madach, if Shimon would be moedim miktzas, he would have to swear on the other miktzas. So if two Eidim come, he certainly would have to swear on the other miktzas. That's Bava Metzia Davkim. Says the Gemara, Mechatesi Eidim is more potent than Piv. Madach Piv is Mechayesh Fuah. Said Reb Chia, Eidim certainly are Mechayesh Fuah. Mechatesi. So the Gemara has a whole shock with the Taira, and at the end the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know. Because Piv can't be Mechayev Knas, Eidim could be Mechayev Knas. Break the Ktzois, and here's the super lumbus. We'll say it quickly, and then we'll go weiter. Says the Ktzois, what do you mean? How do you know that Piv can't be Mechayev Knas? Oh, I know how you know. Because when a person's moida that he has a chiyuv knas, he doesn't pay the knas. That means that Piv can't be mechayiv knas. Maybe in lumdis Piv could be mechayiv knas. But every time that you're moida that you owe knas, you have a new halacha. Moida b'knas pater. There's a poiter of moida b'knas. And here's the punchline. Says the Ktzois, that poiter of moida b'knas pater works even keneged eidim. Because Rav holds, and we pask in that way, that moida b'knas v'achakach bo eidim is also pater. So you see that whenever there's a moida b'knas in the welt, it trumps even eidim. So maybe Haidos Baldin would work by knas. Maybe a piv could be mechayiv knas. Narvas, it never works, because every time you have Haidos Baldin, you're always going to have moida b'knas. Just like if you would have a moida b'knas connected Eidim, where everybody agrees Eidim could be mechayiv knas, but the Haida would establish a moida b'knas and would say that now the Eidim can't be mechayiv knas, so maybe Piv could also be mechayiv knas. So where do you see a klishos in Piv? Cliff could be mechayiv knas just like Eidim could be mechayiv knas. Narvas, by Piv, every time you have the Haida, you also have moida b'knas. By Eidim, you don't always have moida b'knas. By Nechanami, if you would have a moida b'knas with Eidim, you would never chiyuv knas by Eidim either. Zaktik Tzayis, what do you see from here? You see from here, it must be that this halacha that Piv can't be mechayiv knas is true even when you don't have the halacha moida b'knas pater. When you moida chutz l'besin, or you moida b'zman hazeh. When you taka don't have the halacha moida b'knas pater, still the halacha is there's no haidah spadin kimei Eidim nami when it comes to knas. So Yisrael Meres, there's a klishus in Piv over Eidim. Eidim could be mechayiv knas. Piv can't be mechayiv knas even when you don't have the halacha of moida b'knas pater. Either way, festik tzois. The tzois is in Simen Aleph, Sif Kotten Tesvav. So it's a chesh mishpat, Simen Aleph, one of the very first tzoises. Either way, on that note, what's that?
We were bringing this tzois to answer for all the time, not really.
We're bringing in just to speak out Kishmak Raid, but no, just for intellectual honesty. But if you can tell me how it tells, ties into the dot, I wish you would have told me this last night. I'm not even trying to be funny. Zok the Mishnah. Me, the Nana. All right, listen, if it has anything to do with Makis Dav Gimel, I'm glad. Me the other was ish ploidi. Shagir says ishtoi. Two Eidim walk into Beis Din and they say that Reuven divorced his wife, Velaynasa Laksubasa, and he never gave her ksuba. And now they were found to be Eidim Zoymimin. So the question is, what do they have to pay? Let's say the ksuba was $1,000, or let's keep it simple. It was Masayim Sus. So two Eidim walk into Beis Din, and they say that you owe, it's all good. So two Eidim walk into Beis Din, and they say that Reuven divorced his wife. There was a chiv ksuba of $200. He never gave her the $200. They're found to be Zaymimin, so what are you going to say? These Eidim should now have to pay $200. But says the Mishnah, it's not so posh that that's the case. Why? Because v'haloi bein hayemu bein lamacha soifin li ting suvasa. There was a good chance that this person was anyways going to have to pay suva. So is it fair to say that v'asisa le'kashazolim lasus l'achiv was that they wanted him to pay $200 that he was never going to have to pay? Maybe he was going to have to pay $200. Maybe this person was going to divorce his wife at some later date. Or maybe he was going to die. So that regardless, she was going to end up getting her ksuba. So they weren't really being mechayev $200 that he anyways wouldn't have been mechayev. So how do you figure this out? So you have to sit down with actuaries, and you have to do some sort of analysis to try to figure out what the statistical chances were. And says the Mishnah, it's exactly what you do. We try to figure out how much a person is willing to pay for this ksuva. This ksuva, which technically is a risky investment if somebody's going to buy it, because on the one hand, if she becomes an almana, or if she gets divorced, she's the one that's going to be the beneficiary of the ksuba. But at the same time, the emesa, if she dies, yirashena baila, then her husband is going to end up being the beneficiary of it. So we try to figure out how much a person is willing to pay for it, and that's how we determine how much the person owes. Now, the Mishnah was very unclear in terms of what exactly this analysis is. We know that you have to make some sort of cashman. We know you're not going to pay full market retail value. We know you're going to have to sit down with some smart people that understand business to try to figure this out. But in terms of what the Shuma itself is, what that analysis is, so the Mishnah didn't really help us. Zok the Gemara, Ketzat Shavin, Amr Rav Chizda Bebao, Rav Nosan Bar Oishio, Oymer Be'isha, Amr Apapa Be'isha, B'Ksubasa. Seems straightforward. Take a look at Rashi. Some long Rashis over here. So the truth is like this, just to be mamchish a little bit about what's going on. So anytime a woman gets married, so there's a halacha that her husband has to provide her a ksuba. Ksuba de Raisa, ksuba de Rabbana, machlekes Rishayin, Rambam, Bali Taisfis. But there is a chiyuk ksuba. Every man has an obligation to shtel tzu to his wife a ksuba. When does she get the ksuba? She gets the ksuba if she's alive at a time that the marriage is terminated. So if she gets divorced, she gets the ksuba. If her husband dies, she gets the ksuba. As long as she's happily married, at that point she doesn't get anything. And even if the husband was miyached, for example, he said, your ksuba is this piece of property. Any income that that property generates is no different than nechsem alog. The husband's going to be oichel peiros. It just so happens that this property is meshubid for the ksuba. But as it relates to practically speaking, the ksuba, everything is in the possession of the husband unless the marriage is terminated and she herself is alive. What happens if she dies first? At that point, the husband's going to be able to keep everything. So let's say you have a $200 ksuba and now the husband or the wife wants to sell it. So in theory, they could sell it. You can look at the ksuba now as a security. You can look at it as something that has a secondary market. You can sell it. Now, presumably, no one's going to pay full price for it because there's risk associated. If you buy it from the husband, how do you know the husband's ever going to get the ksuba? Maybe the husband's going to die first. Maybe the husband's going to divorce his wife. At that point, she's going to end up getting the ksuba. So it's very nice that you bought this ksuba from the husband, but it's not the husband. If you buy it from the woman, it's the same exact thing. It could be she'll get divorced. Could be her husband's going to die first, but maybe she's going to die first. So it's going to come out you ended up getting nothing. So someone will give the woman something. Somebody will give the man something. I mean, assuming you're in the line of work of, you know, making these kinds of risky investments, it's something that somebody would do, but you're going to pay pennies on the dollar. You're not going to pay full price for it. Says the Gemara, that's the way you have to shots this up. Because essentially what happened here is, this man had something that in theory he could have sold. If he would have wanted to sell the ksuba today, he could have, somebody would have paid him for it. Why would somebody have paid him for it? Because it could be one day he's going to keep this $200. Now the two Eidim walked into Bezdin and says that you divorced your wife and you never gave your wife ksuba. And Bezdin said, Gemara did, you have to give $200. So he has to give the $200 now. He lost out. Why did he lose out? Because had he not have to give the $200, he would have the ksuba in his pocket and he could have sold it. He could have made money for it. What would he have gotten? So you're right, he would have gotten $200 for it. But he would have gotten $100 for it. He would have gotten something for it. So the question is, now that the Edom are going to pay Kasha Zomam, we're going to have to make this person whole in terms of what they wanted to do to him. The question is, how you make the Shuma? Zok the Gemara as follows. Om Rav Chizda, Keitzad Shamin Bebal. How much could the husband have gotten for this ksuba on the secondary market had he tried selling it? So if it was a $200 ksuba and he could have gotten $100 for it, so that's what they now have to pay him, because that's ultimately what they were mafsid. Rav Nosan Bar Roisha and Be'isha. Now what does Be'isha mean? This is an important left turn. What does Be'isha mean? It doesn't mean how much the woman could have gotten for it, because we don't care what the woman could have gotten for it. They weren't trying to make the woman lose money. She was going to get the whole ksuba. They were trying to make him lose money. What we do is we try to figure out how much the woman could have gotten for it, and we deduct that from the $200, and whatever the difference is, that's what we give the husband. Okay, Rashi explains why you would do it that way. Amar Papa, what's the bottom line? Be'isha, you cheshbon how much she could have gotten for it. You deduct it from the full price of the ksuba. meaning like Rav Nosson Bar Reishia, and he just added one word, ubiksubasa. That even though the halacha is that when a man divorces his wife, not only does he have to give her ksuba, but there's other things she gets as well. She also gets the nechsem alug, right? There's a lot of fees associated with it. There's a lot of other things that she gets. So solkadai to chamina, now that they're found to be zayin, maybe they should have to pay those things as well. Kamash malon, that they don't have to know that. They could always argue in bezin, I don't know. I didn't know anything about nechsem alug. I know there's a chiv. Everyone knows a chiv ksuba. But as it relates to nechsem alug, I didn't know there was a chiv nechsem alug. So you can't now be mechayev them. Vasisam like kasha zomim lasis lachav. Zok the mishnah. A similar case, but much lighter. Me the non mish plainer shu chayev lechayev elav zuz. To aid the book of the bezin, they say I know Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Amenas litin lemikan vatshalei shemayim. I also know the terms of the loan. The terms of the loan is that the loiva has to pay back the loan in 30 days. And the loiva says, it's true. He's moida b'miktsas. He says, it's true, I do owe money. But I have terms that are much longer than 30 days. Mikan vadas shonim. I have to pay my loan back in 10 years. So what do you do now? So they weren't being mechayev this loiva something that he didn't have to pay. Adam said that the loiva owes $1,000. The loiva owes $1,000. But they said 30-day terms, whereas the truth is 1,000-day terms. And obviously they're found to be Adam Zaymimin. So the question is, what's the vasisim lekasha zomalasa? You can't say, give him $1,000. He anyways owed him $1,000. So you have to try to figure out now is what the hefsid was. So again, you sit down with the smart business people, and we try to figure out kama odom roitzel litein v'yir b'yodei elav zuz bein noisam ikan vat lamed yoim. How much is a person willing to pay to be able to hold on for money for 9 years and 11 months, essentially? How much is a person willing to pay? And whatever that is, that's how much. Because technically, Lafia MS, he was supposed to be allowed to keep the money for 10 years. Now you have to give it away in 30 days. So we figure out what the hefsid is, and that's how much you have to give him. Now, the Rishonim speak out that, by the way, you're not allowed to pay to keep on the money. Right, we make a shuma. How much would you pay? What kind of interest would you pay? Interest? Hetariska, but that's really something you're not allowed to do. So whether you're allowed to do it or not allowed to do it, that's not our sugya. What our sugya is, at the end of the day, there was a hefsid over here, and we just have to figure out what that hefsid was. And this is all based on opportunity cost. It's based on the fact that if you have money for 10 years, you can invest it, which means you can make money. You can also lose money, but you know there are things you could do with it. Safer investments, etc. So we don't have our in-house financial planner with us here. But, you know, Moshe comes on Sundays. But, see, you got to be here during the week. Zok de Gemara, and Thursday nights, and brings pizza. That's true. Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, Thursday night brings chalent. Yeah, we haven't figured out. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamavos Chaver Lasa Shonim. If somebody lends money to his friend for 2 years, for 10 years, and then Shemitah comes along, Shvias Misham Tasai. So we're literally going from Sugya to Sugya. The sugya. So the next sugya is Shemitah. And that's why in yeshiva, you learn the sugyas of Shemitah when you learn Makistav Gimel Amid Beis. So we know that there's two components to the laws of Shemitah. Number one, you have Shemitah's Karka. On Shemitah, the seventh year, you're not allowed to touch the ground. You're not allowed to do anything. You can't do Schaira. It's Hefker, La'anim. But there's another halacha of Shemitah, and that is Shemitah's Ksofer. That if somebody owes somebody money and then Shemitah comes, Shemitah's Meshamet Techayv. Unless it's a prusbo, but Shemitah's Meshamet Techayv. The Torah is very, very clear about the laws of Shemitah. It speaks very harshly about the laws of Shemitah. The Pasuk says, Miket Sheva Shonam Tasa Shemitah. At the end of 7 years, Tasa Shemzet Vara Shemitah. What is Shemitah? Shomoit Kobal Masha Yodai Asheyasha Biriyeyo. So if you loan somebody money, that loan is Shomoit. Null and void. Additionally, lo yigos esreyeyu ves achiv ki kara shmita l'Hashem. There's a halacha that the malva is not let it go out and try to collect the money. Shamait say the rishonim is a mitzvah saseh. Lo yigos esreyeyu ves achiv is a lois saseh. So you have an essa and a lois saseh as it relates to the laws of shmita's ksofer. So if somebody loaned somebody money and now shmita comes, unless there was a prosbo, the halacha is the loiva does not owe the malva anything. It's a mitzvah saseh, shomayt is kol ba'mash yodei ashiyash b'reyeyu, and there's a lois saseh of lo yigois esreyeyu v'es ochiv kikore shmita l'ashem. Now we've spoken a lot about shmita's ksofim over the years, in Perek HaSheleach, we've spoken about it in other places, the Eben Ezra that says, miket shev ha'shonim in the beginning of the seventh year. The Eben Ezra was toivet v'ar mishnah, says the Ramban, no, ketz means the gvul. You could have the beginning, you could have the end. People make a mistake when they define, they think miketz means in the end. That's not what it means. Miketz, you could have the beginning, end, and you could have the end. But either way, a lot of rate that we've spoken about in the past. But then the Torah continues. I'm forwarding several psukim. Hisham alucha, person should be very careful. Somebody knocks on your door and he says, I want to borrow money. And you look at the calendar, you see Shemitah's in 6 months. If I lend you money now, I'm never going to get my money back, says the Torah. Hishomer lecha. You have to be very careful. Don't make that cheshbon. Some very sharp lishonos. You should lend them the money anyways. And unbelievable sukkim. A person's not allowed to make that cheshbon. I mean, it's such an obvious cheshbon that you would think a person should be allowed to make. And the Torah knew that, and the Torah preempted it. Hishomer lecha, Torah calls it Blial. Blial is a lashon that you find by Avodah Zarah. Bali oil, Bilam, right? That's the concept of Blial. And it's unbelievable. These are the lashonis that you find over here. By the way, Hillel Azokin, when he saw that people started being over this halacha, that's when he was Masakin Prozbul. Because he realized people couldn't come to themselves and they were being over on Hishomer lecha ben yeh davar im livavcham lialim. So that's the bottom line. There's a halacha of Shemitah's Ksofim, there's an essay of Shomai, there's a lois essay of lo yigois esreyeyu ves achiv, and the Torah is very worried that a person should not come when somebody asks him for money and stop making cheshbonos of Shemitah. You do what you need to do. Says the Gemara, what happens? Beautiful Shaila. Somebody lends somebody money, but the loan is due in 10 years. Now, in 10 years, there's going to be a Shemitah. Is Shemitah Meshamet that chayv? Or is not Meshamet that chayv? Maybe Shemitah is only Meshamet a chayv that's due. But a chayv that's not due yet, if the Malva would want to go and try to collect that chayv within the 10-year period, he wouldn't have a right to do it. The loan isn't due for 10 years. So being that the loan isn't due, and the Malva anyways can't go collect it, so maybe for such a loan, there's no halacha of Shemitah, or maybe not. Being that at some point, it's going to be due, so it could be at this point now already, Shemitah's Meshamet Techay. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Damashmul Malva's Chaver Lasa Shonim. If someone lends money to his friends for 10 years, Shvi is Misham Tosoy. So Shmuel said, Shemitah is Meshamet Techay. And even though when it comes to Shemitah, in theory, it doesn't make sense for there to be a lav of Loyigos, because what does Loyigos mean? You have rights to collect. Well, you guys, but don't collect. But says the Gemara, so if also they you guys. This loan at some point will have you guys. So what the Torah is saying is that right now we're going to be Meshamet to Chayv, and there'll be an Isser Ki'ilu to go collect the Chayv at the end of the 10 years when it's due, because Shemitah had already passed. Most Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asked the Kasha from our Mishnah, and that's why this is in our Sugya, a Gevaldige Kasha. What did the Mishnah say? If two Eidim walk into Beis Din and they say that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 and this loan is due in 30 days. And the Beis Din looks into it, Eidim Zoyvim, but they find out that Reuven does owe Shimon $1,000, but it's going to be due in 10 years. So what do? You sit down with all the smart people and you figure out how much a person's willing to pay, interest rates, you do all this analysis, and you come up with a number of how much the hefzer was. Frank de Gemara, Gevaldig, Master Rav Kahana. The Amrit Shvi is Misham Tosoy. Now, if you're going to tell me that Shvi is Misham Rechoy, even if the Chiyuv isn't really in effect, I mean, you can't collect the Chayv for 10 years. Kulu nami bayishlumi le. So in this case, the Eidim Zayman should have to pay everything. Why? Because the truth is that the Leiva was never going to have to pay anything. Because within 10 years, there's going to be a Shemitah. And if there's going to be a Shemitah, he's going to owe nothing. So it's not the pshat that one of Shachi owes the money. The question is, do I owe it to you in 30 days? I owe it to you in 10 years. No. Fia MS doesn't owe anything. Lefia the Eidim, it's for 30 days. It's before Shemitah. Zokti Gemara, Amar Rabba, Hachum Ayaskin, and a very simple parrot. You have to say the Mishnah's talking about a case where, for whatever reason, Shvius won't be Meshamet to Chayv. Either B'malval Amashkin, where there was a Mashkin, if there's ever a Mashkin on a Chayv, there's no laws of Shemitah, U'B'maisin Shtarais of the Bezin. Or it's talking about where the Malva took the Shtar and he says, I'm not going to collect it. I'm handing over power of attorney. to Bezdin. Bezdin's going to be the one they're going to collect the shatam. We're going to the Mishnah. Well, I'm mashkin. Well, Moses the rice of the Bezdin. Ain't mashmitin. Ikedamri. Some say some had the same exact exchange, but in the reverse. Amr b'do mashmo. Amal b'sevei last shonim. Ain't shvius misham tasei. Meaning in the first Girsa, Shmuel held Hamavas Chaver L'Eseshonim Shvius Misham Tosoy. In the second Girsa, he holds Ain Shvius Misham Tosoy. The Avagav to Osel Lidei Lo Yigois, even though at some point this loan will be due. So in theory, there is a way to make it work with the Pasuk of Lo Yigois. But Hashem Yelik Rimei Lo Yigois. But right now, there's no Lo Yigois. I'm Rav Kahana. Avena Nami Tenino. We also. I've arrived from our Mishnah. I'm the Kama Adam Reis Lita Via Elevus Biyadi. Ben Lita Mikan Vad Lami Yom. Ben Lita Mikan Vad Eseshon. In our Mishnah, where the Edom again are found to be Zaymimin, we say, don't pay the full value, but rather figure out how much a person's willing to pay to have money for an extra 10 years, and that's what the Kasha Zomam is. But the Amit Shvius Misham Tos, even if the Amit Shvius is Misham, Kulu Nami Boy Shlumi Le, you should have to pay everything. Elamai to Raya to Shmu, that Shvius is not Misham to Chay. I'm a robber. Rav said, you have no Raya. Hochu Maya Skin, Abba Malva, Abba Mashkin, Ube Moisish, the Roysov, the Bezdin. It's talking about a case where Shvius is not Misham to Chay, such as there was a Mashkin, you gave it over to Bezdin, Tana Malva, Abba Mashkin, Moisish, Roysov, the Bezdin, a Mashpitin. So what do we just do? We just repeated the Gemara literally word for word, just from a different angle. Initially, the Gemara had Shmuel saying, Hamalvas Chaver L'Eses Shonim, Shvius is Mishamet. The Gemara had a Kasha from our Mishnah. We explained that the Mishnah is talking about Malval Mashkin or Moisav Shtaroisav Lebezdin to answer the Kasha. In the second Gersa, Shmuel says, Hamalva Es Chaver L'Eses Shonim Ain't Shvius Misham Tasai. So we thought we had a Raya from our Mishnah. And we would doicha the raya by making the same exact akimta that the Mishnah is talking about. But either way, that's the akim to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about whether it was a mashkin or this person was moisesh the rois of the bezdin. As a result, there's no shmitas ksafim. Being that there's no shmitas ksafim, therefore, one of shach taloyv is going to have to pay. The question is, do you have to give the money back now, or do you have to give the money back in 10 years? So what's the kasha zomam? If the edom are found to be zayimim, that value, that's what they're going to end up paying. There's a very important Rashi here. That's not really our sugya, but it's a very important Rashi. Rashi says, what's moisesh the rois of the bezdin? Who prusbol shehiskin hillel? It's the prusbol. That's what moisesh the rois of the bezdin is. Shakosuv by, because if you read the text of a prusbol, moisarni lochem ploini uploini hadayonim shebemokim ploini shekol choiv sheyeshli sheagvenu kolzman sheerza. If you read the nusach of the prusbol, Rashi says there's a power of attorney taking place, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says hamal v'alamashkin v'moisesh the rois of the bezdin. Tais is very bothered by that. Tais brings Rashi second Tais on the Amud, and he says v'loy nira. The masech the shvius tanan. There's a Mishnah in shvius hamoisesh the rois of the bezdin, and then the Mishnah says prusbol. Obviously, it's not the same thing. Al-Kaponim, an important Rashi, where Rashi says that the definition of Moisesh Teroys of the Bezdin that you find in Shas in the context of Shvius is prusbul Teisvis Argi. Zok Gemara Veiter, another Sukkif. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Hoy Melechaveroy. It's almost Chanuk already. Amanash Loite Shamteni Shvius. Meaning, if you learned Marcus, winter's mine. Amanash Loite Shamteni Shvius. Shvius Mishametes. So if somebody lends somebody money, he says, I'm willing to lend you money, but here's the deal. Shvius, not this loan. So if you're maskin to forego the laws of Shvius, meaning I'll be able to collect this chayv even after Shvius comes, then I'll lend you the money. Otherwise not. Now, in theory, they could have done this simply, which very often is the case, because you don't have to go krum, you don't have to go backwards. Could have just made a prusbol and everything would be okay. But that's not what happened. There was no prusbol. So he said, I'll lend you the money, but I'm doing it on the condition, shaloi teshamteni Shvius. Said Shmuel Shvius mishametes. Doesn't work. At the end of the day, the loan is a loan, but Shvius is also going to be Meshamet the loan. You don't have the ability to incorporate this clause that goes connected to Torah. The Torah says Shvius is Meshamet Chayvus. So you can't lend somebody money. Amanash loy teshamteni Shvius. Zok the Gemara. Lema kusav ha-shmol masa masha kasa ba-teiru. V'chal masa masha kasa ba-teiru. Tanai batel. This is Tanoim 101. We know this. The whole mishpatei ha-tanoim. There's many laws that govern the way a Tanai needs to be. And one of the important laws are, a Tanai can never go keneged divrei Torah. So if a person does a maisa, he does it ala Tanai, but if you're going to be mekayim the Tanai, you're going to violate some halach in the Torah. So it doesn't work. That's exactly what happened over here. He's lending him money, but he wants the chayv to be contingent on shvius not being meshamet the chayv. What you end up with is the loan, because the maisa there was a loan. The Tanai is not a Tanai, because the Tanai is Masla Mashakasa Batayra, because it was done on Menash Leite Shamteni Shvius. And it's for that reason the loan is a loan, and Shvius is going to be Meshamet the loan. By the way, why don't you say that even if the Tanai is not a Tanai, but it's very obvious what this person was thinking, it's very obvious that he only loaned the money Bidas, that Shvius won't be Meshamet the Chayv. So I understand, you can't create a loan where Shvius is going to be not going to be Meshamet the Chayv. I get it. So then there should be no loan to give me my money back. It's Tosfos Kasha and Perek Afopi. The Kama Kumusim Nishtabru. A lot of the Lumdis in Das Kinyan, understanding what Das is, Ray, that we've spoken a lot about when we learned Noshim Nezikin. But either way, that's the Gemara's argument. Leima Kosova Shmuel, Masla Masha Kosova Teiru. The Chomasla Masha Kosova Teiru. Tonight, but Faith the Gemara, I have a problem because Va Itmar. We learned. If two people get involved in a business transaction, so Reuven's going to sell something to Shimon, and he says, "Listen, I understand that there's laws of Aina. Aina says I can't overcharge you, but at the same time, I'm going to overcharge you. And if you're going to come to me later and tell me you violated Psukim in the Torah, Parashis in the Torah, I'm doing it on the condition she'ein lecha olay oino. Rav Omer Rav says, yesh loy olav oino. V'shmul Omer and Shmul says, ein loy olav oino. It works without oino. So what's going on over here? It sounds like Shmuel holds there's no halacha of masa masha kosa batayra. We have a steer in Shmuel. If somebody lends somebody money, he says, I'm doing it, I'm a nash leitish, I'm teni shvius. What's the halacha? It doesn't matter. Shvius mishametes. Yet, the same Shmuel, the same Amoyer said, that if I sell something to you, and I do it, I'm a nash in lecha alay oino, the halacha is, it's okay. Ein lo yalav oino. Why is the parish of Aino any different than the parish of Shemitah's Ksofen? If Shvius is mishametes, because you're masa masha kosa batayra, then Aino should also be in place, because that's also Masla Masha Kosa Batayra. Now, just to understand the Gemara level 2. When Shmuel says that a person could make a transaction, Almanasha in lecha elay oino, and the halach is in lo yolav oino, I Masla Masha Kosa Batayra. What's Pashab Shana Shmuel? The teretz is Dovah Sheb Mamoin. The Gemara says it's throughout Shas. And the Dovah Sheb Mamoin, Tanai Kayin. Why should Dovah Sheb Mamoin be any different? Because by Dovah Sheb Mamoin, you could spin the story a little bit different. It's not the pshat that I don't want there to be enough. I want it to be enough. I want you to be moichel. That's what I want. I want you to be moich. I want you to forgo your rights that you have. Now, by mamon is, there's a concept of mechila. If this was a kedushin, for example, or a gerushin, or some other transaction, that's not dine mamon is, over there there'd be no mokin for mechila. But that's good for the Gemara's kasha. To the extent that masal mashakasa batayra, bedover shebim mamon, tonight kayim. And that's why if somebody sells something, I'm an asha in lecha olay oino. The halacha is in lo yalav oino. Because even though there's a halacha masvash kosa batayr, but at the same time, you could be moichel, and that's a way to circumvent this halacha, to say the same thing by Shemitah. Why don't we say that if somebody told somebody, I'll lend you the money, I'm an asha shloy teshamteni shviyas, they shook hands on it, we should say that it means that the malva was Meichel, the laws of Shvius, or the Leiva was Meichel, the laws of Shvius, and as a result, it works with the din of Oyna. Zokta Gemara, you're right, it's a good kasha, but there's one nuance. Amr Rav Anan, Lididi Mifresh Leminei Deshmu, Amanasha in Lecha Olai Oyna, in Leyal of Oyna, Amanasha in Boy Oyna, Hariyesh Bayna. It's true, good gizok. Pshad and Shmuel is based on the laws of Mechila, and it's for that reason, the only time Shmuel said his halacha is where the Meichel tells Lekeach, Amanasha in Lecha Olai Oyna. What does it mean? Ein lecha olay oino. Of course, the laws of oino are in effect. I can't abolish the laws of oino, but I could say ein lecha olay oino. Then you're not going to come to me with a koyach hataina that I owe you money because of the laws of oino. Meaning you're going to be meichel. But what would be according to Shmuel if the person would say ein loy olav oino? Or amanasha ein boy oino, avada harayesh boyino. Because there, what you're saying is not that I want you to forego your rights. I don't want the laws of oino to govern this transaction. That's something you don't have a right to do. And hochanami, with regards to shvius, it's going to be the same thing. Amanasha loy tishamteni bishvius ein shvius misham tasei. If the nusach he used is that I'll lend you the money on the condition that you don't come and you don't use your koyach hataina, you don't pull out this card and say, I'm not going to pay you after Shvius, because Shvius was Meshamet. There in a Chanami, a person could commit to that, and ain't Shvius Mesham Tasei. But I'm an Ashleit Shamteni Shvius, you don't want Shvius to govern this halva. That's not something you could do. And in that case, the halacha is going to be Shvius Mesham Tasei. In other words, what the Gemara said was, it's not a stira, because when Shmuel said his halacha regarding Shvius, what was his lashon? Al manash loy tishamteni Shvius. So there you're saying, I want to lend you money and I don't want Shvius to govern this law. That's not something you can do. In the case where Shmuel said, Almanasha in lecha alai oino, in lo yalav oino, it's because he didn't say, I don't want oino. I said, Almanasha in lecha alai oino. So there's no chilik between shvius and oino. The chilik is, are you saying that I don't want this transaction to be subject to the laws of either shvius or oino? Or am I saying, I know it's going to be subject to it. I just don't want you to use your koich hataino that you have to come after me. Let's learn one more gemara. Zakti gemara tonam, alvus chaveri stam. If somebody lends money, stam, meaning they don't make up when this loan is going to be due. There's no term. So they hired a lawyer, they have all the bells and whistles and the documents, but for some reason, the term, there's no term. It just doesn't say when the loan is due. So the halacha is, it's minimum 30. You can't say, oh, there's no term, I can ask you for the money tomorrow. No, 30 days. You lend somebody money, for 30 days you can't collect it. After 30 days, yeah. That's only true with Milva Ashtar. Because who used to pay for the Ashtar? The Levi used to pay for the Ashtar. We didn't get Pashat. So being that the Levi used to pay for the Ashtar, it's understood that if I'm going to have expenses associated with a loan, I understand you're not going to come and ask me for the money for the next day. It's what I spend all this money for. So for a minimum of 30 days, because a person is not going to go through the tircha for batzim italsiyim. Now, milvalpeh, when theory you don't have the tircha of the shtar, well, maybe there the halach is you could collect the money right away. Amalei Rav, hachi omer chavivi. This is what I heard from my uncle, who was chavivi shal Rav. Echad ha-malva d'shtar, ve'echad ha-malva al-peh. The halacha always is, even by a milva al-peh, you can't collect the money for 30 days. Tanya nami hachi, ha-malva s'chaveri stam, inu ha-shoi l'tevi pachasim sholishim yoyim. Echad ha-malva b'shtar, ve'echad ha-malva peh. Amalei Shmuel Rav Masna, Shmuel Tor Rav Masna, lo'i teisev ha-karech, ad ha-mifrish lo lo ha-shmaitzel. So Shmuel tells Rav Masna, I don't want you to sit down until you explain this halacha to me. By the way, who is Rav Masna? Rest of the story, Rav Masna was Rabbi Yochanan's 11th son. We know that Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons during his life. He said, Dein Gerama Dasiroi, Bir, he used to walk around with the bone of his 10th son. And when he would be Menachem Avol, he would give people chizik. He would tell people that you'll be able to go weiter, your life is going to go on. Look at me, I lost 10 sons and I'm able to go weiter. But the rest of the story is that Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son. His son was Rav Masna. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't want Rav Masna to be in Eretz Yisrael. He felt Meshana Mokim, Meshana Mazel, so he sent him to Shmuel, to Golden Torah by Shmuel. I think we might have some raid bites on that, but either way, Amalei Shmuel Rav Masna. So Shmuel is talking to his Talmud, this is Rabbi Yechanan and son Rav Masna. He said, Leitesev HaKarich, don't sit down, Adamafrish Lola Hoshmites, until you explain this halacha. You know, Hamil Sodom Rabbanon, Hamalva Schaver, Stam, Inner Hashad, Lotev, Bachs, Milam, Yoim, Echen Hamalva Bishtar, Echen Hamalva Pet. How do you know this halacha? If somebody lends somebody money, Stam, you can't collect the money for 30 days. Meaning, Bishloim, if it was only true by Milva Bishtar. So then you could say the Svara that the Gemara just mentioned earlier. A person is not Tireach. You're not going to go through the Tirch of writing a Shtar for less than 30 days. But it's true from Milva Bishtar, it's true from Milva Alpeh. So how do you know that? Halacha, Amalei, Tom Dichsif, a Geshmaka Makar. Karva Shnasa Sheva, Shnasa Shmita. The context over there is where the person doesn't want to lend somebody money because you know Shmita's coming. It's almost Shmita. I don't want to lend him money because Shmita's going to be Mesham et Tachoyev. So he tries getting out of it. Zok the Gemara, Mimashma Shenemar, Karva Shnasa Sheva, Inu Yedeh, Shisnasa Shmita. Ma Talmud loy meshnas hashmita loy melucha yeshmita acheresh ikzu. There's another shmita. So we know the ordinary shmita is ksafim. That when it comes to the seventh year, shmita is meshamet to chayvis. There's another shmita that relates to chayvis. Ve'ezoy zu. What is that other one? Hamalbes chaver istam she'eni rashoy letoivoy bepachos mishloishim yoyim. That there's a concept of the 30 days after the loan. It's like a shnas hashmita. And during that Shnas HaShmita, you can't collect the Chayv, just like by an ordinary Shmita, you can't collect the Chayvus. Now, where do you find that 30 days should have the Chshivas of a Shnas, it's a Shnas HaShmita, the Amamar, Shloishim Yoyim B'Shana, Chashav Shana. You find this idea of Shloishim Yoyim B'Shana, Chashav Shana, and that's the idea of Karva Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita. So we had promised that we were going to get back into the night of Yehuda, Evan Ezer, Simen Ayin Beis, with the Beis HaLevi. So, I apologize that we didn't get to it. By the way, Yontif texted me yesterday, he was mechabim to the Beis HaLevi's Kasha, so I thought we would go through it together this morning. So Bezus Hashem, we'll have to get back to it on Daftala. But before we end, I just want to say one thing. The end of Perek Chelek, we had a sugyo where the Gemara discussed, Me'emosai, at what age, if a child, Lo Yaleinu, dies, does this child merit that B'tchias HaMesim, he's going to stand up and he's going to enter Olam Haba. And the Gemara brought five opinions. There were five opinions in the Gemara. One man Dama said, as soon as the child is conceived, so if somebody miscarries a child, that child one day is going to stand. B'tchias HaMesim, that child is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Another man Dama says, it's when the child is born. There was a third man Dama that says, once the child has bris milah. There was a fourth man Dama that said, as soon as the child is able to speak, at that point it's going to go to Olam Haba. And then there was a fifth that said, once he says Amen. Rav Moshe in a tshuva discusses this, halacha l'maisa, and I'll just read to you his tshuva inside. It says, Rav Moshe, and it's in Yoridei Chela Gimel, Simin Kuf Lamed Ches. Hine bidvar sheiloscha, im nefalim yukumun, kisheyove izman tchias ha-meisim b'meheira. A nefalim, so if somebody miscarries a child, will that child stand for tchias ha-meisim? This is the shaila that was asked to Rav Moshe. Hine, Ravino da hava basro, shalocha k'moisa, this is what we need Rav Moshe for. Says Rav Moshe, if you go through the five manda amrim in that Gemara, one of them is Ravino. And halacha is always like Ravino. By the way, even when there's a machlok, is Ravino and Rav Ashi, that halacha is like Ravina. So Ravina was a basra. So Ravina shehalacha kimoisai. Amar b'sanhedrin daf kuf yura midbeis al kota me'emesai ba la'olam haba mishoshen nizra. As soon as the child is conceived, says Rav Moshe, the halacha is always like Ravina. So it's poshet that the halacha is going to be like Ravina over here as well. But says Rav Moshe, I'll tell you even more. Take a look at Rashi on that Gemara. Rashi says that what does it mean mishoshen nizra? Mishoshen niklat hazera b'me'eish. As soon as the child is conceived, even though it's still inside its mother, even if the child is nimcha, Rashi tells you a whole other sugya. Ksubis daf kuf yud aleph. It's interesting. Both of them are kuf yud aleph. Nevelosi yukumun l'rabbis nefalim. It says the nevelos are going to stand up. L'rabbis even a nefal. Then a nefal is also going to stand up by tchias ha-meisim. Now, why is Rashi telling you the sugya? Says Rambam, it's pashas because after learning perek chelik for 3.5 weeks. We know that Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba is the same thing. Olam Haba and the Olam HaTchias is all the same. It says Rav Moshe, there it's a Mefurish Gemara, a few Manda Amrim say it, and there's a less Manda Palak. So you have a Sugya over here in Sanhedrin where there's five Shittas, but one of them is Ravina, who's the Basra, Shehalacha K'moisai. And you have another Sugya, Masechtas Ksubas, that Rashi himself, Shtel Tzu, where nobody argues, where everybody agrees that the Nefil is going to stand up at Tchias HaMeisim. If he's going to stand up at Tchias HaMeisim, it means that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Rav Moshe said, Halacha L'maisa, it's Poshit, that all Nefalim are going to stand up at Tchias HaMeisim. And he says, not just that, he says, people have to go through Gilgul, Mechilois, and all these different things before they're going to stand up. He says, these children that die, Shehim Vadei Nekiyim V'Tahoyrim Mikol Chet, says they're going to get up without the Gilgul Mechilois, etc., etc. So it's a beautiful tshuva. Again, Yeridei Achela Gimel, Simin Kuflam Etches.